The topics we learn about include the machlekes regarding chalitza balayla, the machlekes regarding dinim mamonis bayoim, the machlekes regarding chalitza bismail, the machlekes regarding rikika ma'akva, the concept of kolaro labila im bila ma'akeves bay, v'chol she'ein ro labila bila ma'akeves bay. Rashi explains. A carbon mincha is composed of an isarin seilas, a certain 1/10 measurement of flour, and shemen, oil. There's a mitzvah of bila, to mix up these two ingredients. However, loy balal kasher, if it did not mix it, it's acceptable. However, if one brought a carbon mincha composed of 61 isarin seilas, he must separate out one isarin seilas to be brought in a second utensil, because bila cannot be performed in a carbon mincha greater than 60 isarin seilas. This seemingly contradicts the previous halacha of lebal kasha. Therefore, Reb Zera explains, kol haro labila, a carbon mincha of a smaller amount, since it is ro labila, it's possible to mix it in bila ma'akeves bay. The mixing is not mandatory and lebal kasha. However, v'chol she'ein ro labila, a carbon mincha of a larger amount, since it's ein ro labila, it's impossible to mix it, bila ma'akeves bay, the ability to mix it is mandatory, and therefore, loy balal pasul. The Gemara will apply this concept to Kriya, reciting the Pesukim of Chalitza.